from KQED.
Who doesn't love Mexican food? California foodies travel up and down the state in search of the best tacos, burritos, ensaladas, empanadas, chile rellenos, enchiladas, ceviches, and sopas, and they're not stopping at the border. Richard Adams reports on the culinary excitement lighting up the gritty border town of Tijuana in Baja California.
Welcome to Tijuana, tequila, sexo, marijuana.
To most Americans, that chorus pretty much sums it up. For decades, Tijuana has been known, at best, as a place for tacky souvenirs, cheap tequila shots, and ladies of the night. The food? Not even an afterthought. Until now.
It's a whole new Tijuana. It's full of energy, young people, artists, and of course the cooking and the chefs.
Javier Plasencia is one of the chefs leading Baja's new culinary movement. He's part of a prominent family that owns 10 restaurants in Tijuana and San Diego, but Plasencia's newest, Misión 19, may be the most striking and ambitious spot in town.
If you dropped it in any market in the U.S. right now, as is, it would be one of the top restaurants in the United States.
Los Angeles food writer Bill Esparza says it's no surprise that Misión 19 and other local hotspots are thriving. It's something in the water.
They've got 7 out of the 9 most expensive seafood products in the world coming out of the waters. And all these contemporary chefs with modern techniques are using these ingredients.
Esparza points out food carts selling sea urchin cocktails and Kumamoto oysters. In the past, he says, these local delicacies were mostly exported to Asia and the U.S. Now, he says, more are staying home, thanks to chefs like Plasencia and Miguel Angel Guerrero, a fourth-generation Tijuana native.
One express in my cuisine is how Baja is. Express the way the people that I know, the fishermen, the hunters, and the way the people who live in the mountains, they live in the desert.
Guerrero calls his cooking Baja Med, which he describes as a combination of Mexican, Asian, and Mediterranean influences.
Baja California has this climate. 90% of the wine who is produced in Mexico comes from Baja. We produce the olive oil. Everything that the things that you see in the Mediterranean, we have it.
The other big advantage of the region, says Bill Esparza, is that chefs here have more freedom to experiment than they do in other parts of Mexico.
The big thing is that Baja is not bound by tradition like Puebla or Oaxaca or Veracruz, where, you know, you have to do it this way or your grandmother will slap you or something. In Baja, they have traditions, but they're free to kind of do whatever they want.
We take mole negro from Oaxaca and we add a little bit of miso.
On a recent Friday night at Misión 19, the dining room fills with parties of chic locals and small groups of Americans who've come down to check out the scene. Mimi Zeiger sips cocktails on the balcony with friends from Los Angeles.
There's actually a local Tijuana. Like, so that's, there's an authenticness to it. Almost in the same way that Brooklyn has found its local voice, that it's sort of reclaiming the pickles and, you know, bagels. Tijuana is finding its own histories.
But in fact, that history has always included food. After all, this is the place where the world-famous Caesar salad was created. During Tijuana's Prohibition era heyday, right here, says regular Norma Avakian, at Caesar's restaurant on Avenida Revolucion.
It's a beautiful experience. It just brings you back old memories, old times, Tijuana that used to be.
Today, the streets of Tijuana might be a bit rougher, but that isn't stopping young chefs like Oso Campos, a recent graduate of the local culinary school.
So what kind of ceviche is this?
Made out of lenguado. With ink squid and Asian sauces.
At Campos's Tacos Cocopelli stand, a steady stream of customers line up for dishes like the Gringos on Vacation taco. That shrimp in adobo sauce, as hot and red as a sunburned tourist. As for those tourists, many stopped coming when the violence of Mexico's drug war gripped the city, hitting its peak around 4 years ago. The town is much safer now. But Chef Javier Plasencia says those crowds might not be coming back.
That tourism that we had for many years, the young college guys, 2-for-1 beer, the Corona, $1 Corona beers, I think that's dead.
That's not necessarily the worst thing, he says. After years of living off its bad reputation, Tijuana is ready for a new type of visitor, one who appreciates the quality and freshness of Baja's regional cuisine. For the California Report, I'm Richard Adams in Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico.
We've got pictures of the food and foodies of Tijuana at californiareport.org.